This is the Grunt Free Press Podcast, episode 21. This is the late edition called The Absolute Deicide. It was a Sleepy Boy earlier edition. It's Absolute Deicide from GruntFreePress.com.
Ah, I'm Clay Cuckolds, and I'm in the internet. Always, everywhere.
You want to talk about my ongoing battles with the internet?
Oh, absolutely.
It's a long story. I mean, I don't want to bore anybody, but
no, feel free.
That has to do with evil corporations and government conspiracies, all that shit.
Okay.
It's fucking, again, Comcast fucking eats shit.
Yeah, dude, they suck.
Yeah. To continue this on from last week. So pretty much, I mean, dude, I even played probably not nearly as many fucking games as I wanted to. And I'm all fucked up, like fucking barely have anything fucking written down. So it's really fucking seat of the pants episode as opposed to the usual, like scripted. Like, you know, we usually practice for like good, like, you know, 6 hours or so throughout the week just to get, you know, all our marks down, you know, when we're going to talk, you know. So what we usually do. But it's going to be real quick and sweet and fucking loose.
I like it loose.
Yeah, I like them loose, too. Nice and loose and meaty.
Yep. Nothing fits right or smells right. It's great.
Yep. So, yeah, so I call fucking Comcast. You know, fucking, I was having trouble. Basically, just streaming. Even we were trying to do the fucking Skype call last week. I was even getting, like, I kept getting disconnected and, like, the bars on the bottom are like going between like one and two bars. It's like, oh, you can't even make a fucking video Skype call. Your fucking bandwidth isn't good enough. And no, it's real shitty, dude. It's all like spotty and shit. And like fucking, like, it's going on for a while. Like fucking, it's just, it doesn't bother me that much. It's like, you know, it's the internet. Like shit happens. Like I'm not like too, like, I don't demand like perfection. You know what I mean? I'm not like fucking nuts about shit, there's my shit to fucking work. And even if it doesn't work, for like, whatever, dude. Like, it's fucking, like, spotty for, like, a day. It's like, ah, whatever, dude. That sucks. Some shit happened. Like, whatever, dude. Loose wire somewhere fucking down the chain. Something happened. But my shit was all fucked up for, like, 3-4 days, dude. Like, just completely just fucked. Like, barely, dude. I couldn't fucking stream shit. Couldn't do anything.
Which is a pain in the ass. It's fucking pay this money.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, who knows how much a month, you know?
Yeah, whatever, it's like $60 a month or some shit. But yeah, so that sucked. I mean, at this point, dude, it's pretty much like almost like you might as well not have fucking power. You know what I mean? Fucking, that's how much I use the internet at this point. It's like a utility that I need, you know?
Yep.
So I fucking let it go for like 3-4 days, dude. And then I start making calls, dude. So the first thing is call Comcast. I'm just like, hey, look, you know, my fucking internet spotty, dude, is being real shitty. Oh, like, what should I do? You know, what can you tell me to do? You know, they give me the usual shit. Like, all right, unplug your modem, plug it back in. Like, whatever, dude. Yep, yep.
Count to 10.
Yeah, count to 10, plug it back in. Oh, no, hang up. Give me a... I didn't do that. But, and so they give me, like, fucking, all right, well, what's the model number for your modem? I just got this modem, like, when I moved back here. So probably, like, 2 years ago. Maybe, okay, like, a year and a half, 2 years ago. So it's not that old. So, you know, I give them the fucking the model number for the modem. And she goes, oh, that modem's old. We don't even support that anymore. That's your problem. Like, you need a new modem.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, that's not, you know, understandable kind of, I guess. It's not, you know, that old, but it's also kind of, it's a Comcast modem, so it's kind of shitty, you know. So who knows, maybe whatever. So I fucking, like, all right, it's an easy fix, kind of. Not that bad. Just take a drive. So I fucking get it, dude. Unplug the modem, fucking bring it down to the Comcast office. I'm just, you know, as I'm telling the girl, I'm like, yeah, they told me this modem was old. I'm having fucking shitty service. So the girl looks at the modem. She goes, oh, these are the newest ones we have.
Wait a minute. The one that she just said was old?
Yeah. Yeah. So the one that, you know, the customer service broad told me the fucking it was old, dude. I fucking. Oh, another thing, too, is I'm explaining to her. I'm like, what else could it be? You know, the fucking she says, the girl on the phone says, well, I'm not really that tech savvy, so I couldn't really tell you anything beyond that.
Okay.
Which is great. You know, that's the people you want, you know, answering your fucking technical questions. Somebody who just flat out, I don't really know anything about tech. So that's great. That's what you want.
Yeah, an answer makes sense.
So anyway, so I bring the fucking modem down to the Comcast office. I swap it out and the lady says, oh, it's the newest model we have. So I'm like, okay. So I'm like, so she gives me a new one. She goes, I don't know if that's going to change anything, but we can try it. I said, so I'm like, all right. So what else could it be? And she, she's looking at my the account information and shit. And she goes, oh, well, you got whatever. It's pretty much like the minimum fucking the bottom tier fucking internet speed they offer. They're like, well, that could be it. Maybe you gotta like, just gotta up your fucking speed. And I'm like, well, kinda. I mean, that could help, I guess. But I'm like, dude, my problem is like, it's just not even like, it's not that it's slow. It's like so slow that it's fucking like dropping out completely, and I have like no service. What's it gonna matter if I fuck? You know what I mean? What's it gonna matter if it's fucking 20 megabytes or fucking 100 megabytes? Dude, it's dropping to fucking zero. You know what I mean? That's not gonna fucking do anything. I'm not gonna fucking spend extra money that's not gonna work or whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, whatever, dude. I get my fucking modem, dude. I fucking, I'll replace it, dude. Set everything up again. Same shit. Still fucked up. Same exact problem. Nothing changed. So I fucking call up again. I'm like, dude, I fucking changed my modem, dude. It's all fucked up. Fucking, oh, is it activated? I'm like, all right. So I try to go on the computer. I try to fucking like go to the fucking the, whatever, dude, comcast.com/activate. And it brings up a thing. You gotta fucking put in the account information. I do that, dude. Just fucking it being a bitch, you like it. Oh, we can't find your account, all this shit. So I, end up calling them to fucking activate it from there, from their end, and they do it no problem. And fucking, all right, yeah, fine. Fucking so fucked up. So I call again. I go, fucking dude, I gotta, have send somebody fucking down here. Like somebody's gonna fucking like just check it out because I've done everything I fucking possibly can on my end, dude. I can't fucking figure out what the fuck's going on. And they go, oh well, the first time you called, we set up a ticket, and it says that ticket's still active. It's not resolved yet, so we can't do anything for 72 hours before we can open
Come
another,
on,
or
dude.
we can open another ticket. So I'm like, dude,
Wow.
fuck you, dude. So I'm like, all right, whatever. He's not gonna do anything, whatever. So I fucking like whatever, dude. Still fucking with my shit, resetting everything, fucking with every option I can, dude. Fucking same garbage. So I'm like, whatever, dude. I call up again, dude, and fucking of course somebody else, dude, and fucking just oh, all right, yeah, whatever. We'll send somebody down tomorrow. I'm like, all right, fine. Somebody's gonna fucking come down here. That's fine. That works. So, yeah, dude. So they fucking guy comes down, dude. He's fucking like, look, dude. He fucking. Okay. So I fucking when I set up the appointment too. Yeah, when I'm fucking setting up the appointment, I go, look, I'm like, fucking, dude, it's not the modem. Like, this is the second modem I got. So I go, if you're going to send somebody down here, I don't want to hear, like, you know what I mean? They're going to fucking walk in with a new modem to set up the modem. Go, all right, you're all set and fucking walk out and charge me $50, you know?
Yeah.
So I go, I'm like, just, I just want to make sure. Let's just so I'm clear that, fucking, it's not the modem. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, no problem. They'll come out and they'll check everything out. So the guy comes, like, fucking the next day. First thing he walks in the door, he goes, oh, so I heard you have modem troubles. I go, dude, no, it's not the fucking modem. Like, something else is going on. I'm like, fucking, all
Oh, dude, what a good start.
right. So he hooks up a meter to fucking the connection and near where the modem is. He goes, dude, yeah, this shit's fucking all over the place. He was fucking spiking everywhere, like it's cutting in and out. I'm like, yeah, dude, that's what I'm fucking trying to explain to like 8 different people for 2 days. So he fucking looks at it, dude. He's like, all right. So he fucking goes outside, checks the wire. He's like, all right, the wire from the house to the fucking street's fucked up. He goes, I gotta replace it. I'm like, all right, yeah, good enough. So he does that, whatever. All right, you're all set. Checks the levels. Yeah, good. You're all good. You're all set. He fucking leaves, dude. And then I'm fucking like, all right. So it should be good. I fucking like hook my shit up again, dude. And like, same shit, dude. It's so fucked up. Like it's still all over the place, dude. So I fucking like, whatever. I don't know. So it's so fucked up. I don't know what's going on.
So wait, so that's current? So it's just still fucked up.
No, dude, it's so spotty, dude. Like today, like fucking, it's off and on, dude. I'll be streaming, and it's like, dude, it'll just cut off completely to like zero. You know what I mean? Like nothing's happening. It just cuts off, and then it'll be fine for like fucking 5 hours, and it's all good. Like right now, it's been fine for the past 2 days. It's been like perfect, you know? And I'm fucking up my speed too, so it's fucking shouldn't be that shouldn't be the problem either, dude. I do that fucking speed test, dude. The fucking needle's like off the chart, like fast, like fucking for download and like upload. I'm getting like 10 or 11 fucking megabytes a second, dude. So that shouldn't be the fucking problem, dude. I don't know what it is. I just ordered a new cable to fucking run from computer to the router. I'm going to see if that works. The only other thing I can think of is just like, I'm going to call somebody that's not Comcast to fucking come down, just check everything out. You know what I mean? Just fucking check it out, dude. Let me know if I'm a fucking idiot, dude. Something dumb I did, dude. I don't know. That's like the next.
Kind of like a third party, like somebody not Comcast. That makes perfect sense, you know?
Yeah, it's just somebody downtown of the Internetville where we live. That's fucking like, I was reading online. He's got like all sorts of reviews. Like everybody likes him, dude. He's just like fucking, he's just like, yeah, I fucking used to program games and do network and all that shit. So it's like, you know, let's call him and just fucking.
Is it the guy with the store? The one with the store?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's where I brought my hard drive. If it's on 18 up there.
No, not that guy. He's downtown. This guy's like,
oh, okay.
In the center, I guess. But I mean, I guess okay. I guess they can like remote from there, like hook up to your computer and check it out from there. And if that doesn't work, then they'll come out and check it out. And like, you know what I mean? Like, who knows?
Okay.
That's my next option. But I mean, like I said, dude, the past 2 days, it's been fine. Like fucking I'll be streaming, dude. And it's fucking like, it's fine. Everything's good. Everything's green. No drop frames. And like every now and then it just fucking just cuts out. And like, it could be like a server thing on like, you know, from like where I'm streaming from, like that could be like that, like just like a hiccup over there. Like that fucks up, but who knows? It's fucking, Uno, I don't know. I'm done, like, fuck, you know what I mean? I'm done fucking with it and trying to figure it out myself. Like, I'm done fucking wasting my time like that. So, that's the next step.
Yeah, so, that's fucking frustrating.
Yeah. And that was just my long fucking story about why fucking I haven't done anything fucking to the site or fucking why this is late, why I'm all fucked up. And I've been playing games, but not, like, again, dude, it's fucking, like, half the week was fucking with that.
Yeah. Yeah, that shit, ugh. It's like, because you're helpless. Like, what can you do? You know, it's like you're just at their mercy.
Yeah, and I don't know enough about, like, computers and networking to be like, oh, like, you know what I mean? I'm setting up, like, all sorts of shit in my router. I'm just, all I can really do is just, like, all right, change this, see if this helps. Does it help? And it's like, nope, it's the same. You know what I mean? Then, like, fucking, then you fucking change, like, a million things. It's like, now, is something I've changed before, is that fucking it up? And it's like, I don't know. Switch everything back to fucking default. Fucking, you know, try again. Like, you know, it's like, I don't know. I'm not that tech savvy. I'm also not a fucking Comcast customer service agent either, but.
It's unbelievable. These fucking people.
So you
already set that up? You're gonna have that guy fucking?
No, see, it's been good for the past couple of days. It's been fine. So I don't know. The only thing I think is just something on their fucking end, dude. It's just some kind of fucked up connection, dude. I don't know. And the top things off, dude, was fucking jerking off last night, and I'm fucking like, I'm fucking like, dude, the screen keeps like fucking like going all
like buffering.
Not buffering. That was fine. But it kept like, dude, like the fucking cursor, dude, just kept fucking like going all, like the screen would scroll all the way down to the bottom. And like, I'd take the mouse and try to like scroll it back up to see girls getting fucked, dude. I'm like, dude, what's going on? Nothing's happening. Like, what the fuck's. And then I'm like, dude, like, this must be fucked up. Like, is my mouse fucked up? I'm like, dude, I don't know, dude. This is just fucked. You know what I mean? I'm just getting pissed.
Cause I get
my dick in my hand, dude, trying to fuck with the fucking mouse and the other, dude. It turns out I said my foot on the fucking keyboard and I was fucking hitting something, like a down arrow or something. So, yeah,
that's great.
That was an easy fix. But.
Ugh. Fucking, that's awesome. Like hitting the keyboard with your toes or something.
Yeah. His fucking foot's like on the fucking down arrow or some shit. Like, you know.
That's awesome. I haven't had coffee yet. I need to fucking smash this glass over my head. Wake up.
What have you been playing?
What have I been playing? I'm playing, of course, Fallout still. And it just seems like it's never going to end.
Cause... No, it won't, dude. I love it for that, to be honest with you.
Yeah, dude, I still haven't. I've gotten to, like, you know, so far with, I think, the main story, and I just stopped because I don't want to do any more until I don't even know when. I just keep going, and I actually just made my way to that ship. I never did it yet. The Constitution.
Oh, that's awesome. You do that.
I just left it open.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything to do with the main story. I just suggest doing that. It's just fucking awesome, dude. It's fucking,
that's right where I'm saved, really, like right outside.
So it has nothing to do with anything, dude. It's not even like a fucking And it's not even like a faction quest. It's just like a fucking, I think it's just a random, just do it, dude. You know what I mean? It's not going to fucking tie into anything, but it's fucking.
I wasn't sure how I'm challenging it may be. So I brought the POW armor and just kind of left it outside, like right out in the street, you know, just in case I need to go get it.
It's fun, dude. Dude, I'm fucking like riddled with power armor, dude. Fucking every, all my,
really?
Yeah, dude. All my, dude, every settlement I have, just fucking have like, I'm starting to like double up on them at this point. It's just fucking power armor. I just don't like wearing it, dude. That's kind of sucks. I think. I wish it was more, it was better to wear. It's fine. I don't want to. It's just like, dude. I mean, yeah, it helps out like protection or whatever, but it's like, you can't craft. You can't fucking what else can't you do?
Yeah, you just got to keep getting out of it, which is kind of a pain in the ass.
Yeah, ass, dude, yeah.
That's what I was saying when I was repairing the pieces. I put the companion in a suit. I'm like, oh, that's going to be awesome, but it fucking gets destroyed like one gunfight. So what I got to do, I got to take him out and fucking repair it, and it's just a process.
If your helmet gets fucking destroyed, dude, you have no light, you know what I mean? You can't fucking turn on your Pip-Boy light, so you fucking like wander around the...
Oh...
Kind of, it's kind of, I mean, like, whatever. It's cool looking and, like, whatever. I mean, I'll try to, like, just one suit, I'll probably, like, fucking soup up like a fucking madman.
That's what I did. Did you find that pretty, I think it's a good one. I mean, I don't know if you stumbled on it yet. It looks different than the normal one.
Yeah, I get, like, a bunch of different ones that all.
Oh, okay.
Like, I don't know.
See, I've only seen these two different ones. I don't run into them that often. I mean, I see, I found a few Raiders with the shitty ones and stuff like that, but worth even keeping.
I just keep finding them, like, they'll be, like, locked up, like, somewhere, like, fucking, like, out in the middle.
Like a full suit?
Yeah. It'll be, like, fucking locked up, like, in a cage, and, like, a fucking, like, you know, you gotta, like, hack the thing, or, like, whatever, like, hack the terminal to open the door, and you do that, and it's, like, and you just have a suit of armor. And all I grab it, I just fucking go to my nearest settlement and just fucking park it there.
Dude, I don't know if you can do it, but I need an Assault-tron. I need to have one,
awesome.
On my side. Get those? Have you noticed? I don't.
Those things are brutal, though. Fucking
Dude, how awesome of a companion would that thing be, dude? It'll fucking shred everything, probably, if it does the same thing as the normal ones, you know?
Imagine the fucking the Warden from Halo 5, the fucking thing that just, like... The head just fucking starts heating up, and it just blasts you.
Yeah, that thing's almost like a... Like a little bit of Dark Souls, a little bit of fucking
Mass Effect. fucking the Geth.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about them because I never finished Mass Effect, of course.
Yeah, any good tales? Swap some stories.
Let me try to
swap
try
some comms. Comms swap tales.
Try to think. Oh shit! Oh, I did. All right, I didn't cancel the call, did I?
No, I don't think so, but I fucking drew up my thing. Hold on.
All right. I just hit B on the app by mistake. I have the Skype thing. I thought I might have canceled it, but anyway. I'm trying to... It's tough to think off the top. I mean, I was telling you about that in the chat. I didn't really get to explain it, but I was just walking along, and in that homeless guy that you give a cola to, like, works for you if you want, you know? So I have him doing the routes, you know, going from wherever. He's just fucking in the middle of the road. I'm running. There's like a few bugs I'm fighting. Like, oh, whatever. I'm fighting bugs. Dude, like 2 seconds later, it's like, just like nuke after nuke. Like 30, like not 30, probably like 5 nukes. This guy's firing off. I'm like, dude, what the fuck? I go and look and he's got one on him. I'm like, this motherfucker. I'm like, he was like helping. You know, I didn't know they did that. But, you know, it's only 2 bugs and he's firing off nukes. But if I could keep that guy with me, that would be fucking nice, dude. Or while I'll try to set up his path, so, or something. I don't know, because that's cool little, you know what I mean?
Does he have, like, unlimited ones, or just going to run out of them eventually?
Because I never gave it to him. It's just like he has it, you know what I mean? I just looked.
But did he maybe just have one, you know what I mean? Like, one fucking nuke, you know?
Well, that's what I mean. He fired at least 5, I think. And I looked on him. He didn't even have, like, the nukes. He just had the Fat Man. So I'm guessing that's, like, his default.
His default one? Yeah, maybe. That's fucking sweet, yeah.
So just keep, if you want to keep that in mind, if you happen to
I don't know. I don't know what I did with him. I know I gave him the fucking new Coca-Cola. He said something like, "Oh, I sent him somewhere." I don't know what the fuck I like.
Yeah,
I
you can pick wherever, on. Right? Yeah, yeah. You probably sent him. Who knows?
Yeah, or what I did. Probably the castle. I'm just fucking sending everybody there. I don't know what the point is, dude. Like, you know, you fucking set up those routes. Is there like an advantage? Like, you know what I mean? Spider web them like here to here to there. I just been sending them all to like one place to the castle, so it just all be, you know what I mean? Everything would be connected.
Dude, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, I don't know if you have to send them. Say you go from sanctuary to castle, like. If that's your main one, sanctuary, like that's where I'll dump everything. Assuming I send people from the sanctuary, I'm guessing you start them there. So I sent everyone there and sent them wherever, sent them to this town, that town. So I'm guessing it goes from there to where you send them, right?
Yeah. Well, so I'm just understanding, like, what would the advantage be? Or do you, like, what, why wouldn't you do that? Why would you be like, oh, I'm going to set up, like, this complicated trade route between, you know, Sanctuary to fucking Pineview Bluffs to fuck, you know what I mean? Then Pineview Bluffs to here. And then, you know what I mean? Why would you set up a route like that? Why would you just fucking keep sending them to, like, one spot? I don't know. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, that's why I'm kind of confused, too. I mean, well, because you need to have them go to the place to use the stuff, right? So, like, you'd have
but
to send
I'm just
a
saying,
route.
I'm just, well, why else do you do that? I just want all my, you know what I mean, all my resources I can just get to from wherever I am. That's my main thing. Like, from the workbench, so you just have all your fucking resources right there, you know?
Yeah, well, that is right. I think the idea, right? But they want you to connect all of them, I'm guessing.
Yeah, but why wouldn't you connect all of them to one central spot? You know, like fucking why wouldn't you do that? Is it, would there be an advantage to fucking like making this web of fucking trade routes? So that would you just fucking
yeah. That's the whole thing is kind of confusing. I don't really get it. I thought I saw something like I sent, you know, I have the trade routes going all over the place. Same thing. And I went one place, and I don't know. Do I have the same shit that I have at the main
place? You should.
Is it like a percentage?
That's the first. You get everything. It's the first thing I do. Is I've been sending everybody to like castle. You know what I mean? So it's like the first time I have like an extra settler. I'll be like, hey, go to the castle. And then I'll just have like everything. You know what I mean?
Now, including like weapons and shit that I stored in the workbench.
If you
like
put in the work, if you put in the workbench, yeah, he'll have it too. Yeah.
Okay, because I swear I've gone to some and I only have like partial shit. So I'm like, okay, do I not have a route here? Is it not connected? I don't really get it, you know?
Now I'm thinking about it. Maybe it's just because you'll have everything from the castle. But if you were to like store a bunch of shit in the other place, I don't think it'd be like, you know what I mean? I don't think it'd be like fucking whatever, dude, from like... I don't know, fucking point, whatever, point A to fucking the castle, then you have, like, point B, you know what I mean? Like, it wouldn't be connected, like, point A to point B is not connected, you know what I mean? I wonder if that's what I'm thinking. I don't know if, like, that would work. So if you had, like, point A connected to the castle, then point B connected to the castle, I don't think it'd share between point A and point B. Does that make sense?
Okay.
So maybe you have to send another one to point A to point B? Like, maybe? I don't know.
That's what I'm thinking, maybe. Something, like, weird like that. Like, you might have to resend. I don't know if you have to send the same one. You know, is maybe there one guy coming from your main hub? And maybe that, I don't know. Is that the guy you have to send everywhere? So he, I don't know.
I just confused the shit out of myself. But then that would...
Yeah, dude.
That wouldn't make sense. Because it's like, dude, then if you went to the castle, then, like, in that workbench, you'd have everything connected to it. But if everything's connected to the castle, then everything should have the same shit as the castle. You know what I mean? Like,
if you're connected from the castle to the next spot, right?
But it's two ways though, right? As it goes both ways.
I'm thinking. Unless
Tofatron's broadcasting destiny, we got to cut this short. No, I'm sorry.
yeah, that's what I don't know. Maybe it's a. I don't know if it's a one-way or if it's a two-way. I mean, it doesn't really tell you that, does it?
It'd have to be two-way, right? Because you fucking send it to the...
Yeah, they would go back and... That's another thing. I'm like, do they have to, you know, go back and forth to re...
No, like, I think it's immediate. Because as soon as I send somebody out, it's fucking that workbench where I sent them out. It's like just completely full of all the shit.
Oh, okay. That's cool then. I mean... But yeah, I'm not even really sure. Exactly how that goes. The only thing I don't like about that is having to keep defending them.
I don't even bother, dude. I mean, my defense is fucking crazy in all of them anyway. He's put in that artillery thing, dude. It raises up the fucking defense to, like, whatever, dude. I don't even know. Like, it gets fucking wicked high, dude. Then he put up a couple fucking heavy machine gun turrets. I fucking started doing, too, is he build, like, I don't just put them on the ground. Build a tower up first and fucking put them there. Just build, like, a fucking shitty little shack, you know what I mean? Like, shack. Like, I use, like, a piece of a bridge. Then I put the turrets on top of it.
I thought it might aim, like, straight and not aim at them if you put it high. I wasn't sure. If you had to keep it low, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you put it perched up, would it aim down?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that.
I mean, I really haven't had that much trouble. I've only had a couple, like, fucking attacks. But, I mean, you know what I mean? As you're fighting the turrets, they fucking blast you from, like, all sides. You know what I mean? Fucking all high up and shit. So, figured it would work.
That's true. That's a good call, because I have them on the ground, and I was actually there once, and they tried attacking, which was kind of cool. Just, like, randomly. Like, it wasn't like, oh, send them. Yeah. You know, I just happened to be there. That was only once.
Do you have the place, the swimming pool, yet? I don't know the name of it.
The Slog, yes.
The Slog, yeah. It happened there, dude. I fucking went. I defended that, dude. It was pretty. There's quite a few of them fucking coming, dude. A lot of raiders. I think there were gunners, actually.
Okay.
So what I did, dude, I fucking defended it. And I wanted to, like, send a message so they don't keep coming. So I fucking, probably a good, like, hour, I fucking built a bathtub. Well, first I built a fucking, like, table, and I fucking took my my ripper, and I just fucking started, like, dissecting them with the ripper, and just taking all
The dead bodies?
Yeah,
that
yeah.
Awesome.
So I dragged them all outside, dude, and I fucking took a table, dude. I threw, like, one fucking dead body across the table, then I fucking put a tried to make it look like I fucking, like, did, like, a sacrifice. So I took, like, a piece of meat and I put it on top of the body, so it looks like a fucking, like, heart, like a heart was coming out. And I didn't have it in my workshop. I can probably get it somewhere though. I want to put, like, a book on one side, like a knife, like, on the other side, so it looks like a fucking sacrificial altar.
That's a great idea. I love that too. Not to cut you off, but the fact that you can go in your inventory, like for instance, same idea. Like, I had a bureau, and I just dropped a few hats and, like, picked them up and put them on the bureau so it looks like they're on there instead of in there, you know? Little shit like that. Like, that's awesome.
So, yeah, then I built a bookcase. I took all the heads. I decided to line them up in the bookcase. And I built a tub right next to it, dude. Just out of putting, like, all the arms and the legs and shit, and, like, all, like, the fucking rib cages, and, like, I take, like, actual, like, rib cage, like, you know what I mean?
Like the ones you pick up.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
shit?
Yeah, yeah. Because if you fucking just, like, dissect them like that, dude, they just fucking, like, explode. So just,
yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Will the bloody mess thing kick in? Like, will it just explode them, or?
Yeah, pretty much. You can't get, like, so I was taking, I had a couple of the rib cages, dude, and, like, the bones that I fucking picked up others. So I put those in the tub, too. It was just, like, a fucking tub overflowing with all this shit.
Oh, you could put them in the Brahmin feeder. All the Brahmin will go over there and eat them.
No, that's actually a really good idea.
Same thing as the tub, right? I mean, that's awesome. That is great.
And another little similar thing I fucking realize, you just trying to, as you know, that another place, just clean the place up. It's fucking, it's a bunch of dead bodies, and there's a tub outside. I think I told you this, but I'll just fucking retell it anyway. But as I put all the dead bodies in the tub, I'm like, dude, I don't want to fucking waste my time dragging them out of the ocean, throwing them in there. Then so I can throw them all in the tub. Then I'm like, fucking, like, all right, I gotta get rid of them somehow. So I fucking tried throwing a Molotov, you know, fucking light them on fire, dude. And they went on fire. The fucking bodies were still there. So I'm like, whatever, you know. I had a fucking Nuka grenade. I'm like, I wonder if this will work. So I can throw the Nuka grenade in there, dude. Yeah, that works. Dude, they fucking completely fucking got rid of them. Obliterated everything. It's just the coolest scene, dude. The fucking huge mushroom cloud came up. And fucking Piper was just standing right next to him. Dude, you just start smoking a butt right next to him. There's all these fucking...
Oh, dude, you too bad you couldn't record that. That must have been a priceless.
I forgot about it, dude. I was streaming it, too. So I was fucking, wasn't really thinking. People were, like, commenting, like, what are you doing? Like, you know, I have fucking these dead bodies, dude, just fucking throwing them in a tub. I'm like, what? It's how you play Fallout.
Yeah, dude, that's the beauty of the game. Like, just, like, remember that's the first thing I said? Like, oh, I'm glad they didn't take out that you can't, like, drag the bodies or something. I don't know. I just figured everything's so PC nowadays that they're going to, like, not let you maneuver the bodies or something, you know?
I don't know. I had a moment, dude, just fucking, I was dragging those fucking, the bodies out one by one, dude, just fucking pulling the chainsaw out, and just like, it's fucking like all these, just like, dude.
I know this is going to sound probably fucked up, but not to me, but Why can't it's just bullshit, like, that you can't kill the children. Like, I mean, not that not condoning that, but you should be able to kill anything that's in that world. Like, why is that? Oh, it's a kid, you can't kill it. Like, fuck that. What if I'm a savage? If I want to eat the kid, you know what I mean?
It's been a thing since Fallout 1, actually. I think the original version of Fallout 1, maybe the – I forget if it was, dude, how it worked, the European or the fucking American one of Fallout 1. Yeah, you could kill the kids and shit and, like, do all that. And then they fucking, like, did, like – I was, like, a patch. I don't think it was even a patch. It was just – again, I forget which – it was the U.S. or the European one, which one you can, which one you – there is one version you can, and, like, the other one from then on out, they're like, oh, we can't do
it. Then they took it out took it or whatever. Yeah.
That was fucking like whatever 20 years ago. That was a fucking thing. But...
Yeah, I mean it's a dumb little thing, but I don't know. I don't like that shit. You know, maybe you can on the PC. You can probably mod it or something.
Oh, fucking. I'm sure. Yeah.
I saw one PC video. The guy switched the mini nukes to like he made the mini nukes like the baby in the beginning. So every time he shoots the nuke, it's the baby.
That's great.
Shit like that, you know, it's kind of funny.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
I haven't heard anything on mods. Is that still a thing? Is that like gonna happen?
So. It's probably gonna be a little while, dude. They're probably still like evening the shit out. I was getting pissed, dude. I was fucking playing earlier and it crashed on me. I don't know if like the I don't think the game even crashed. I think the Xbox itself just fucking I don't know what the hell happened, dude. Just like froze up. I guess a message like, oh, please reconnect controller, and like it wouldn't do anything. I'm like, all right, like fuck. And then I'm
like it died or something. Like same message,
something like that, dude. Just like I got like that noise, like that buzzing noise, like when it freezes up, like when the console freezes up, like that.
Oh, yep.
For a second, and so I'm like, oh, that sucks, dude. But then like I was playing Rainbow, and the fucking the same shit happened, like the same exact thing. I get the and then it was like, fuck it off. Please reconnect controller. Like I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah, that's probably the fucking. Whatever machine it's got to be, right?
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, it's fucking awesome, dude. It's good. Yeah, I don't know. I love the game. It's just so much. I gotta like kind of stop sometimes. Like, oh, jeez.
I like the fact that I can strip the girls naked and like put them over the car, like so it looks like they get fucking raped against the car.
Oh, that's awesome. I was looking at the perks. I don't know if there's anything. Anything cool you've stumbled upon or anything?
I'm happy to get the cannibal finally. That was my
main. Oh, okay. I'm still working on it. I didn't do it yet.
But other than that, I mean, there's some cool shit. I got a mysterious stranger I got too. I fucking like that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I loved that in the last one. I didn't do it yet, but that's awesome. That's always a good one. Will you build that all the way up? Or just one of them?
I probably will, yeah. Eventually, like I said, I don't know. This fucking game is so good, I'll probably get all of them. At some point, I'll just fucking just be maxed out, you know?
Yeah, and you can do that. That's official.
I guess, like, so, yeah. It's going to probably take, like, forever, dude. It's the fucking level cap, so it's going to keep climbing up and up, you know what I mean? It'll fucking take, like, forever, but... We'll see.
Yeah, whatever.
Kind of like... I kind of feel like I'm almost like cheating the game, dude, using that Ripper all the time, dude. It's so ridiculous. Like, it's fucking insane. But it's like,
dude. Yep, dude, I started using it. You're right. Like, I was like dominating with it. I'm like, oh, geez.
But my thing is, yeah, it's kind of like how I tried to, like, how I was picturing my guy, dude. I'm like, dude, as soon as I find a Ripper, dude, that's all I care. I just want to use that. Like, it'll be awesome. I'm like, before I even realized how ridiculous it was, I'm like, dude, that's what I want to use. You know what I mean? And then, fucking, yeah. Like, dude, this thing's ridiculous. I'm like, dude, I kind of feel, I kept, like, dude, I got, like, that sword. Some, like, epic fucking legendary fucking sword, dude. It was, like, the end of a quest, and it's like, oh, this thing looks awesome. And it's just like, oh, it does poison, it does bleeding, all this shit. Like, way higher damage than the Ripper and shit. So it's like, dude, it should be better. So out of using that, I'm like, this is, like, really hard. I keep getting fucked up. I'm like, dude,
really?
Yeah. This is the Ripper is ridiculous. You know, you get it all set up, dude. All, you get the perks and shit, all, like, to, like, melee. It's like, dude.
Yeah, you're all maxed out, right?
Yeah, it's like, dude, I hit people who they drop their weapon. So it's like, dude, it's like, if they're even, doesn't matter, like, how high of a fucking level they are or whatever, dude. They have no fucking weapon. And they're, like, trying to punch you and, like, trying to pick up the weapon. You keep, like.
Yeah, they go back and pick it up.
Yeah, there's awesome. A shit ton of limb damage. So, like, they'll be limping and shit. It's like, dude, it does, like, Well, I get, like, the bloody mess all the way up, so it's like, dude, if I hit somebody, they explode, dude. It can set off a chain reaction, so everybody else explodes around them, and it's...
Have you seen that happen? I saw that.
Yep.
All right.
I got like the big league one, so it's like, dude, the fucking heads are flying. It's like, dude, it's fucking nuts, dude. It goes in like a line too. It's not even just like I'm hitting one person. It goes like everybody around him is getting hit too. It's just like crazy damage and the bleeding. It's like, dude, this is fucking like insane, dude. Like it's fucking nuts.
I gotta build that up.
I just go up to a fucking death claw, just and like fucking gets all fucked up, dude. It's fucking
really.
Yeah,
dude. Actually, that happened to me, dude. How fucking. That just yesterday, I was just walking. I think I was heading to the boat right near Bunker Hill area. There's like maybe a bridge or something. I don't know. There's something over there. I was heading that way. I'm just walking. It's like whatever. Dude, I literally turned around. I'm like, dude, I just like whatever. I didn't even hear anything. I turned around. There's literally the Death Claw, legendary Death Claw, is like right on top of me, about to hit me. I had no clue. I didn't hear it. I just happened to turn around and I'm like, yeah. Things like right in my face, dude. Luckily, I took it out with the sledge. Does it paralyze? Because he was like falling down and shit, like staying down.
Depends. You can put a couple mods on it, but I mean, it does like a ton of damage, and it looks cool too. I'm trying to build that up too. I got one that's like, I got a legendary one that does something. I forget what. I haven't used it in a while. And the other one I got, I can fucking mod it up to fucking shock people. So that should be pretty cool too.
Yeah, the one I've got it off something, but. It seems pretty good. I didn't even realize. No, I don't even think I could mod it.
It does a ton of damage, dude, but they all do a bunch of damage, but just the fucking the Ripper is just like ridiculous. Dude. I named mine Gunnar Hansen.
I stopped trying to name him because it kept fucking up. I don't know if you saw that yet.
It worked fine for me, dude. It was fucking when I did it. I don't know.
All right. So maybe it's just whatever bad time and I had, but because it worked before, I named a few of them, but. It was funny. I went into the, I don't know, some building, and it mentions how you're supposed to, you remember in the beginning, you're supposed to go to like some like meeting or something as like a military guy. Remember you're supposed to be at some like presentation or something in the very beginning. Like that's.
That was like fucking 80 hours ago.
Exactly. Yeah. Like the main character, like when your wife's there and shit, you're supposed to go to some like. Party or something that night, like some military recognition, something.
Yeah, vaguely.
Yeah, well, I found some computer turtle talking about that, and they're like, "Oh, we're glad to have our war hero Charles Manson."
I think I found that. Yeah,
I was laughing. Like, oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so much fucking, so much shit in that game, dude. It's so detailed. It's awesome. Fucking ridiculous. I still go through like this fucking little ramp up, dude. I stopped playing it. I'm like, all right, this game's all right. And then like, dude, after like fucking like half an hour, dude, I'm like, wow, this is fucking amazing. I'm like, dude, like, then I have fucking wicked trouble like stopping. It's like, dude, I want to just keep going.
Oh yeah. And then once you start getting into building shit, you know, that's a whole nother fucking hour just doing that.
Yeah. That game's fucking amazing.
Yeah, dude, it's really good. I mean, I don't know how. I'm surprised that didn't get, like, a 10, you know? I mean, not that it's perfect, but.
Oh, okay, good. Dude, people are just, dude, they're bitching about, like, the dumbest shit. Like, it's ridiculous, dude. I can't, dude. I'm fucking so, like. Again, dude, just because I fucking had such, like, internet trouble, dude, I've been more agitated than usual, like, all fucking week, dude. And I just fucking listened to podcasts, dude, and wanted to fucking, like, strangle everybody, dude. It's the shit they're bitching about fucking Fallout, dude. They're just, like. I don't know. Oh, just wait for a patch, dude. Wait till the frame rate gets better. And, you know, I'm trying to fucking build this. And, like, I don't know, dude. It's fucking just, like, dumb shit, dude. It doesn't reward you enough for fucking building. I'm trying to build and, you know, it caps me off. And I'm trying to do this and fucking, like, oh, I can't find any adhesive. And it's just like, dude, get the fuck out.
Dude, you can grow the adhesive.
It's so dumb, dude. So even I was streaming, somebody said something about that. Like, oh, you're going to pass up that Wonder Glue? I'm like, yeah, why? Dude, I heard it's the fucking, the most, like, the adhesive's the rarest thing in the fucking game. Like, dude, I'm fucking, like, I have, like, tons of that shit, dude. Like, what are you talking about? It's just like, dude, it's like,
Pick up all of it just because that's how I am. All the duct tape and glue and shit, that's just what
I mean, whatever. You know. I'm not fucking, that's the last thing. I have no copper. That's my problem. I don't fucking have nearly enough copper.
Copper. Is that in the alarm clocks, maybe?
Yeah. Alarm clocks and fucking shit like that, yeah.
Yeah, copper's a bitch. You're trying to do your wiring.
Yeah,
you're running
the wires. It fucking takes copper to fucking build the generator and then to run wires and fucking, yeah, I should fucking, I'm always low on that. That's my thing, but. don't know. It's fucking sick of just hearing dude, people talking shit. I don't know what the fuck they're talking about, dude. Like, or like Rainbow Six, you listen to fucking people talk about, bitching about that. Oh, what a shitty game that is. You're playing fucking Terrorist Hunt, and the fucking terrorists are shooting you through walls and blah. It's like, dude, well, first off, dude, the game isn't fucking, you know, that's not like the main mode of the fucking game, like, that you're bitching about. Like, it's fucking pretty clear, dude. It's supposed to be like the 5-on-5, like, multi, like, you know what I mean? Like, fucking first, like, that's the fucking game, dude. And they're just, like, going on, dude. It's just so fucking dumb. I fucking hate it all. Hate everybody.
Oh, absolutely. Well, they're going to find something wrong with everything, right?
And then, dude, the fucking, all the microtransactions, dude, they're all in your face and blah, blah, blah. Like, dude, they're really not. Like, fucking, dude, I've been playing for like a week, dude. I almost have every fucking, I have one more operator to fucking unlock. You know what I mean? It doesn't take that long. Like, you know what I mean? It's fucking not at all. And then they bitch about fucking like Star Wars, dude. I don't know if it might be repeating myself. I don't really give a shit. Talk about fucking Battlefront. Like, oh, there's not enough to it. You can't unlock enough. It's like, dude, you guys just bitching about, like, just to be a fucking faggots, dude. Like, just bitching to fucking bitch about shit.
Isn't there a decent amount of shit? I mean, there's a ton of, like, blasters along with, like, the perks and shit, right?
There is, but, like, oh, it's not different enough. It doesn't change the game enough. Then, like, in Rainbow, they act like, oh, somebody's a better scope than me. And it's like, dude, it doesn't matter, dude. It's all fucking, like, one hit. It doesn't matter what the fuck you have in that game. Like, fucking, it doesn't matter. You can start off and do nothing, dude. Like, somebody's gonna fucking shoot you through a fucking small, like, one little bullet hole and see you, dude, and blast you through a wall. Like, it doesn't fucking matter. Like, I don't know. So it just can't be. And then fucking Halo, the same shit. Oh, all these microtransactions, and they're like, oh, dude, we love these fucking microtransactions over here. These are great. But it's like, dude, you guys are fucking, I don't know, fucking faggots, dude. And fucking all this shit that's just, like, not right. Like, the fucking, like, saying just, like, shit that, like, no, literally, like, is not right. Like facts aren't right in the fucking they're talking about, dude. They're talking like they know what the fuck they're talking about, and I can't stand it.
Dude, it's unbelievable. That's everything now, you know?
Here I'm talking about the fucking, those video game awards, dude, and talk about another fucking joke. I didn't watch them, because whatever.
I didn't even know that was on.
Yeah, I don't give a shit. Those fucking all the award shows are wicked gay, dude. But
oh yeah,
dude. I'll just give you an example, dude. I was just like not paying attention, because I'm like, dude, fucking like, even like whatever, dude. All this shit's a joke, dude. The fucking Academy Awards, fucking Emmys, dude, that shit's all bullshit.
Oh, dude, giant, I hate people that get Emmy fever and like Oscar fever. So, like, so you're the dumb scum of the earth. Like, yeah, get out of my face, you queer.
Yeah, it's all like pretentious.
It's so, dude, fucking gay, dude.
Give fucking awards like the most pretentious fucking bullshit that nobody cares about, and it's fucking, yeah, like, you know. And it's like fucking, it's pretty much like the what I heard, dude. I wasn't paying too much attention, but just like, what's going on, dude? Like, this year has been fucking like amazing, dude, for online shooters. It's fucking like one of the best I can fucking think of, dude. Like, Star Wars, dude, wicked fun. Fucking Halo is like one of the best fucking multiplayers I've ever fucking played, dude. Fucking Rainbow is amazing for this, is all different shit, dude. Even like, I've heard, like, I don't really care, but Call of Duty, everyone's saying, oh, the Call of Duty is like one of the best, like, and you know, fucking recently, dude, it's really like, I'm not gonna play it, but
yeah, people, I probably won't. That's hard to believe.
Yeah, but people seem to like it, dude, who like Call of Duty. Like, they seem to think that, I say that's a fucking one of the best that's coming out in years, you know? So I'm like, dude, one of the best fucking years, dude, I can think of for fucking all these different types of shooters, dude. All good, dude. So what do you think won, if you just take a guess?
Oh, sorry, I was putting my sweatshirt on.
best online shooter. What do you think would have won?
Well, I haven't played Rainbow. I mean, like, just tough, this tough year,
choice,
right?
Yeah, just this year. I mean, tough choices. There's been a lot of good ones. I mean,
I'd probably have to go Halo. I mean,
I'd say overall Halo too. It's fucking just so good.
I mean, Star Wars, I think, is awesome, you know?
It's, yeah, but it's just so, it's almost like more arcade than fucking, you know what I mean? Just like, yes, arcade, like, whatever.
But that's what I kind of like that about it. I don't know if that makes me like a casual or something now, but it just seems like.
It's just different. It's just a different type of game, like, whatever. You just fucking mind.
No stress.
Shoot, yeah.
It's like you literally throw it on and just fight, and you're not getting mad at getting killed, and, oh, this guy's doing this. You, like, yeah, it might be mad for literally a second, but then you're over it, right? You know?
I mean, then, like, Rainbow's, like, the opposite end of that, where it's like, dude, it's just everything's fucking wicked stressful, like, whatever. And then, like, I think Halo is, like, a good, like, mix, dude, where it's like, dude, it's wicked, really skill-based, but it's also just, like, fun. You can fuck around, like, you know, and it's not like Rainbow. You can just fucking jump right back in if you die, like, just keep playing, like, you know, it's fucking... That's,
yeah, I bet people, because people are so impatient now, I'm surprised they even like that in Rainbow. Like, oh, I can't just get back in. I have to die once and that's it.
It's a dude. It's a different breed of fucking people playing that game.
Yeah,
and
that's
fucking,
true.
Not that I've like a couple times I forgot to like go into like a party chat as I'm going to hear a lot of people do talk and like, dude, they're not like your typical fucking like, you know, bullshit fucking. They're like actually they sound like they're like older, like you know what I mean? It's like fucking.
Yeah, probably a lot of military guys love that shit.
I don't know if they're like military, dude, but they're fucking like generally fucking like helpful and like nice and shit. They're not like talking shit, you know what I mean? It's just a different breed of people who play it, I think. I mean, I could probably talk. And my thing is, I don't, in that game, like, dude, I'd like to talk, but it's also the fact that I want to keep the game volume cranked up because the fucking, like, hearing shit's like a huge part of that, you know?
Oh, yeah.
To fucking hear, like, you hear fucking footsteps, like, above you. It's a huge advantage, almost better than fucking talking to people, you know what I mean?
See, now, when I played in the beta, I never heard, like, anybody even attempt to try to, like, communicate.
Now, I see a lot of headsets. I see the headset thing going off, and it's like, yeah, I probably could, but I mean, like, what? I don't know. It's just the fact that everything's just like, it seems like the design games now to like not be, you know what I mean? Everything's just like giant icons, like go here, do this, like, you know what I mean? Fucking, you're marking people so you see them. It's just like, I don't know how much it's going to help to talk to people, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, so all these fucking great fucking online shooters. So what do you said, Halo?
I would probably have to say Halo. I mean, I don't know if you call Fallout, like, if you're just talking online.
I think the category is just online, best online shooter.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know what else is there. I mean,
well, I'll tell you this one we overlooked and one that won is Splatoon.
Splatoon?
Splatoon from Nintendo.
Splatoon?
Yeah, from Nintendo.
What?
Which is a game where you're a squid and you go around squirting, painting the place, trying to paint everything. Wow. That's the best shooter of the year.
Is that the Mitch Dyer Award? The fucking
might as
fucking
well be.
Queerest game on the market.
Yeah. It's like ridiculous.
Dude, you got to be kidding me. That won a legit award over
yep.
those games?
Mm-hmm. No, there's no party chat in that at all. People, yeah, there was, like, no maps when it came out, and they started, like, you know, like, people bitch about, like, Halo and shit. Like, oh, where's this, where's that? And I do, too, because it's, like, wherever, dude. I want fucking Forge, and I want more maps and whatever. But Splatoon had the same thing. There's only a few maps. And dude, that game, too, you can only play, like, one or two maps. Like, they rotate it, so it's, like, locked out. So it's, like, this hour, these two maps are being played. Next hour, these two maps. So it was like, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So it was like really like fucking shit. They were like stripping everything down. That one, that, I mean, I don't get me wrong. I haven't played it. I have a fucking Wii U, so I could, but guess what? I'm not gonna, you know. How are you there? Oh, your shit's fucked up, man. Oh, yeah. Technical difficulties? I lose you.
Oh, there I go. Yeah. I had to just pull out and pull back in, you know, the old pull out.
The old pull out and squirt it all over the cheeks.
Yeah, but dude, how does that seriously, how is that even?
Dude, that's what I'm saying. That's why awards in general are fucking bullshit, dude. That's fucking just like, dude, all these games, dude, like most of them are like top of their game, dude. It's like fucking like the pinnacle, dude, of fucking what they've been going for like whatever, 10 years. Like here's all this shit, dude, all this experience, dude. We're bringing like the best we can offer, dude. A lot of them like Battlefront and shit and like fucking even Halo because the campaign was whatever and that. But it's just like, dude, we're just going to focus on the multiplayer, dude, get the best we can do. And they did it. You know what I mean? It's fucking amazing, dude. The fucking... I've been playing fucking online games for like fucking 15 years, dude, and fucking by far.
Probably since, like those, and since it started.
Even before Live, dude, I used to play like fucking AVP and shit and fucking like whatever, like 2000 fucking like 5 or whatever, you know, before that, like whatever. That's fucking, dude, like some of the best fucking shooters that have ever been out, dude. And then fucking Splatoon, dude. Like why? Like how's that shit happen?
Shit, hold on, I got a important phone call, sorry.
Yeah, how's that shit fucking happen? It's just because it's like, oh, it's different. We're getting a fucking award. You know what I mean? It's fucking giving awards for being fucking different, dude. Like, oh, congratulations. You did some fucking stupid fucking kiddie bullshit. All the whole fucking family can enjoy. Fucking congratulations, dude. Like, it doesn't mean it's fun, dude. It's because it's different, dude. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like playing, like, new shit, different shit, but doesn't change the fact that it's fucking just not even like in the same fucking league, dude. It's fucking these games that, I mean, yeah, you can fucking complain, oh, it's the same shit that's building off the same fucking game. Like, they're making it better, though, and it's fucking definitely a better fucking game, dude, you know? Like fucking four better games, dude. No, it's bullshit. The whole fucking award thing, too. Again, I don't give a shit. I tried not to. Wise debate. No, maybe I'll watch it. I'm like, yeah, I really don't give a shit. That's just fucking dumb. I was hearing like, oh, like who the fuck gives these goddamn awards out? Like who's voting? I don't think they won't even tell you. Like fucking from what I've heard, it's just fucking, oh, it's 30 international fucking voters from blah blah blah. Like, you know what I mean? You don't know who the fuck it is, dude. They're all obviously a bunch of fucking faggots. You know what the fuck they're doing? Ridiculous, dude. I don't know. So they fucking don't even want to fucking acknowledge that they exist, you know? It's fucking bullshit. But, oh yeah, Clay's a busy man over there. Fucking top dog. Fucking Mr. Business. Bring up, too, I get a new headset I was talking about. Polk Audios. For the Xbox One headsets, they're on sale for like $40, and I was hearing from fucking people on other podcasts fucking not knowing what the fuck they're talking about. They were saying, oh, dude, this fucking Turtle Beach is a crap, dude. Don't buy them. Buy these fucking... The Polk Audio is the best I've ever heard, dude. Best headset I've ever had. So, they're on sale for like $40, dude, as opposed to like whatever they were, usually like $80 or $100 or whatever. So I'm like, oh, I'll try them, dude. If they say this, you know, I'll give it a shot. This was fucking the headset I'm using now. My Turtle Beaches, you know, I've been using it for 2 years. They're kind of getting rough around the edges. So I give it a shot. So I get them, dude, hook it up. And I don't know, dude, they sound all right. I mean, they're about the same. I'd say maybe a little less so fucking quality wise than the fucking Turtle Beaches. And I'm just not that impressed. See, they feel a lot cheaper, I think, than the fucking Turtle Beaches. Like these feel fucking, the Turtle Beaches, you'd feel fucking wicked heavy duty. Like I could fucking throw them across the room, they'd be fine, dude. The fucking Polk Audios just seem fucking like flimsy, dude. They seem cheap. The wire that fucking goes from the headset to the controller seems pretty fucking cheap. Like I don't know. They're up for, dude, for $40. It's a decent fucking headset. I'll say that much. But comparing to fucking the X1s I have now, dude, or X07 and fucking Turtle Beaches, dude. It's fucking
breaking news.
Oh, what's going on, Clay? What do we got going on?
Word is Clay Cuckolds has an interview for employment tomorrow.
Is that right? Oh, wow.
Yep, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Wow, that's fucking... You have to give us a minute by minute. We'll send you in there with like a hidden camera or a microphone.
Yeah, for Grunt Free Press. Yeah, so that could be interesting.
Nice.
Don't want to cut you off though, but I'm glad you kept it going. I had to take it because I didn't want to not get the job.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I mean, I don't want to overstep my bounds. I mean, this should be your main focus.
You're right. I mean, it should. You know, I don't know when the checks are coming.
You're going to put that on the resume, right? I mean, yeah.
Employed
Grunt Free Press.
Part of successful podcast on the internet.
So, like, whatever. I just need the exception. I need like 2 hours, dude, just to fucking record this podcast every week. I can't work this day, you know? Sometimes they send me out an assignment, so you got to keep that in consideration.
Oh, it's fucking awesome.
Going to Dubai next month for 2 weeks. So,
yeah, now I got a dilemma because I'm going to get hired for another job once I go to that interview today.
Hey, options. It's all about options, you know.
Yep. I'll work there for like a few days and be like, all right, I'm gone. Fucking totally pointless, but whatever.
Hey, money's money. You got to buy them video games. You can report on them.
Yep, that's the thing. I'll be able to get Rainbow as soon as I know that I'm going to get a check coming in, you know. That'll be my first purchase, I believe. You'd recommend that, right? I mean, you got it, right?
I fucking love Rainbow Six. It's amazing, dude. I really do. There's something about it. It's just so, it's hard, dude. That's the thing. It's tough. I mean, it's hard to say like something, it's like a game's, like an online game's tough. You know what I mean? Because it's like, depends who you're playing, like whatever.
Yeah, you don't find it like you can hop in with yourself, no problem. You don't like you want a team, you know.
I don't think it would. It's just everything's just so like you die so fucking fast. There's a million ways you can do it. You know what I mean? So it's like whatever, dude. You can fucking be in a group and group up, and somebody throws a fucking grenade, dude, and murders fucking three of you. So it's like I don't know, like fucking just pretty like random, like fucking just, it's just tough, dude. I think it's not, it's hard to say like this is tough when you're playing other people, but it's like, I think it's just tough for everybody. You know what I mean? Some people are better at it than others, obviously, but it's this thing is fucking just a hard fucking game, dude. I kind of like it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I was enjoying the demo, but it wasn't really the full game. I didn't get to see, I don't think, all the maps, right?
Yeah, in the beta. Two or something in the beta. There's maybe like six or eight or something. And they're all like different times of day and shit. Like, it's completely, it feels completely different when everything's dark or everything's fucking like, you know, blindingly fucking light and somebody fucking breaches the fucking window. You can't see shit outside. You know what I mean? They can fucking, you look inside and everything's fucking dark on the inside and shit.
That was one of my favorite moments. Like, I only had so many in there, brief time, but I'd be sitting in a room and the guy would come through the window. I'm like, oh, I got you. You know, like he popped in the room I'm in, you know?
Oh yeah.
Shit like that, you know? Or like hanging upside down. One time I broke the barrier. I was hanging, waiting for him to come in the room. He didn't see me. I fucking got two of them upside down in the window. Yeah, it was great. Now, are you getting like I was getting like the heart jumping moments. I don't know if you get that too or not.
Oh, every game, dude. Yeah, dude, it's fucking intense. It's like intense, dude. Then fucking, I die. I'm always like the first one to fucking die, dude. Then it's like, oh, wicked intense, and I'm like, fuck you. And I get pissed, dude. Whoever the fuck kills me, then I'm just like fucking sitting there flipping through cameras for fucking like 20 minutes. It's fucking like, ah, it sucks. Not that it sucks. It's still fun, like whatever. But it's just like, ah, man, I feel fucking defeated. Just like, I'm terrible person.
Yeah, it's awesome though.
It's hard, dude. Even the fucking dude, the terrorist hunt, dude. I've been doing like a few. I'm not like, I don't love those, dude. But it's like, you know, I'll get like the daily challenges. It'll be like win like five terrorist hunt matches. So I'll do them for that. I was trying to win fucking five matches, dude. Terrorist hunt matches. It took me like fucking like all day yesterday to fucking do it, dude. That's so fucking hard.
Now those are with other people, right? It's not
yourself. Yeah, it's five. Yeah, four other people. Yeah. But it's hard, dude. It's fucking just tough, dude. You'll try to be like, all right, I'm gonna go slow, and then like you'll like be piloting a fucking drone, dude, trying to go out of your teammates. You look around and like fucking terrorists will just come up, like a bomber will come behind you, dude, and just fucking blast you, and you're just like, fuck, dude, I'm just done. There's nothing you can do, you know? It's a hard, I mean, it's a hard, you just, I can say, dude, all around just a tough game, but it's fucking fun, dude. I want to keep playing and get better at it. I like all the different classes and shit, dude. They're all so different, and it's just fucking like, there's so much to it. Like, you get like whatever, I don't know how many there are, at least like 12 or maybe like 16 fucking different people you can pick, like 8 on offense, 8 on defense, I think.
Okay.
So, you know, they all have like their own, like, you know, they'll have their own like little abilities. They all have like, you know, all the different one or two or three different guns you can pick on each of them, then like different like equipment and shit you can pick. And even from there, you can fucking, all right, I want fucking different scopes, different fucking weapon skins. It's like a ton of shit to fucking unlock, dude. There's a ton of it. And it's all fucking just so different, dude. Like, it just really makes a difference too. It's like, you know, you'll be going to a fucking, trying to attack, and they'll have like a bunch of like reinforced walls up, and it's like, shit, I can't like get through this. And then like fucking like, unless you're like, you know, a guy who has fucking a breach in charge that can do it, like fucking, you know, like thermite or something, you can throw fucking thermite on there. If you're on a team, it's like nobody's fucking has thermite. It's like, fuck, dude, we're just like completely blocked off that way. It's like, shit, we gotta fucking find somewhere else.
Oh, really?
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's fucking pretty cool. There's so many different options, dude. Everything's fucking different, dude. It's fucking, even just like whatever. Maybe I can't fucking break through the wall, dude, but I'm going to fucking set up a charge here and just fucking, you know, blast a fucking little hole through here so I can see inside and fucking toss a grenade. It's just like so many, dude, so much shit that's going on at the same time. It's fucking crazy. Again, that just leads to fucking like, I just get shot out of nowhere and like fucking, you know what I mean? Like it's kind of gets frustrating, but it's a fun frustrating. It's like, oh, you know, it makes you want to get better at it.
Now, I was going to say, if you noticed, before I lose my train of thought here. Oh yeah. Is it always people sitting back defending? Do you ever notice maybe sometimes they rush you or something?
That's the thing. There's so many different things you can do. I mean, sometimes you fuck yourself over. If everybody's in like one little room and you're all fucking, you know what I mean? If you're all hunkered down and fucking all the walls are fucking like barricaded, it's just like, dude, it's cool that we're here defending. But then it's like, dude, like, so like one person throws a fucking flash grenade, we're all fucking blind. And then like fucking one guy comes in with a shield, nobody can get behind him. You know what I mean? So we're all in this one room, we're just fucked, you know? So it's fucking just so many different fucking things, you know? I fucking, you can just, you got to mix it up and just fucking, all right, well, a couple dudes will fucking go and wait, you know what I mean? Wait to fucking see where they're coming in and fucking hunker down there. Fucking take a couple of them out and try to like flank up behind. There's so many options, dude. It's fucking nuts, you know?
See, that's what I was worried about. My whole thing was, oh, is it going to, you know, be only so many things you can do? And it's like, you know what's coming, and they're only going to come in this way or that way kind of thing. You know?
I haven't found that at all, dude. Not at all.
I
think it's like the complete opposite. It's just like, you're never fucking safety. Like, no matter where you are, like fucking, you know, you fucking think you're safe with like fucking, all right, I'm fucking all the walls behind me are reinforced. Dude, I got a fucking, you know, fucking heavy shield in front of me. Fucking one of like the deployable ones in front of me. And then it's like, oh, somebody fucking just like, breaches the fucking ceiling, dude, and just fucking shoots you in from the fucking top, or it's like somebody puts a fucking thermite behind you, dude, and fucking blows the shit out of you. It's like, or shoots from up from the fucking floor. It's like, dude, you never fucking know what the hell's gonna happen.
Oh, you can shoot from like up through the ceiling?
Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah.
I never thought of that. Okay. Oh, that's awesome. That's tough, but
yeah, it's just there's so many options, dude. It's fucking, it's nuts, dude. Again, it's like I'm trying my damnedest, dude, to get good, but it just seems like I'm fucking just struggling. And there's always seems to be like one guy on the fucking team who's like, he's like fucking like 12-0, and it's like, dude, what the fuck are you doing, dude? It's like different from everybody else. It's getting fucking slaughtered. Like, it's just sad, you know.
But you're giving that a good endorsement, huh?
Oh, I love it, dude. Absolutely fucking love it. Fucking. It's tough, dude, to fucking, like, I was playing that for a while, and I'm like, all right, I'm getting kind of frustrated, you know, fucking just switch back to Halo. They did something I didn't think it would ever do in Halo, dude. I ended up fucking paying money for one of them fucking card packs.
It sucked. Wait, what do you mean?
You know the card packs you buy? Like, fucking, you just build up points or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But there was, like, a limited one. Like, it's like, oh, limited time to get it. And, like, you could get it through playing. Yeah, but it was like a weekend thing. And then fucking like by the time I fucking got on there, it was like Sunday. So like the end of the weekend, it's like, oh, only available until fucking Sunday at like whatever, 1 p.m. And you needed like 80,000 points to unlock it, which I could have done for the weekend. It's only like whatever, dude. It's a chunk of time, but it's doable. But I'm like, fuck, dude. I'm like, fuck it, dude. I just won't buy it. Like, only like fucking 10,000. It's like an hour left to go. And I'm like, thinking, dude, just fucking click on. I'm like, I have like $4 fucking like banked up my fucking Xbox account. I'm like, fuck it, dude, I'll spend the $6 or whatever. If I end up doing that to get like whatever, dude, dumb weapon skins and shit, but whatever.
No cool like armor pieces or anything like that?
Yeah, you get like a helmet and like a chest piece or whatever.
And do you still ever get your helmet that you were looking for?
Nope, so still working on that.
No shit.
I haven't played that much, just been fucking dabbling, but
yeah, there's so much out, I mean, yeah, but you know you're going to go back to that, it's
absolutely, yeah, it's fucking fun as shit, still good.
I mean, I'm sure once you finish Fallout and you're, like, exhausted.
I don't think I'm ever gonna finish Fallout, though.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm just coming to so much shit now, dude. It'll be like a side quest, and almost everyone I've come across is like big thing. Like, oh, there's a band of raiders like to the north and blah, like this long story. And then it's just like, oh, I already did that. And they're like, oh, okay. Mission complete.
Okay. I know. See, that's, yeah, those are little things that kind of worry me. Not even a big deal. You still complete it easy, but just might kind of take it like, oh, nice, a quest. Like, oh, wait a minute. I cleared that out fucking forever ago, you know, but whatever, you know. I still haven't come across a behemoth, but that's cool.
I've got a couple of them. Come across a dog track by any chance?
Like a racing track?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I won't say anything then.
Is that south? Like, because I haven't gone south. Oh yeah, you never really look at the map.
I was fucking all over the place.
Well, like anything like down towards the castle, like that's probably like as far as I've gone south-wise.
Well, I'll just say, it's not even a big deal. It's a fucking, like, racetrack and shit. And it's, like, the main thing was, I'm like, dude, it's fucking, like, I was like, dude, this would be, like, an awesome fucking, like, stronghold or whatever, dude. It'd be fucking amazing. Like, fucking, like, you can send robots out and they, like, race and shit. And I'm like, dude,
no.
Great. But, yeah, you have them, like, patrol and shit. I'm like, dude, then, like, I'm looking for the workbench, dude. I found, like, every other kind of workbench, dude. Like, a fucking chemistry one, a fucking armor one. I'm like, dude, there's got to be, like, a regular. I couldn't find it. I'm like, dude, what the fuck? Like, this is, like, one of the coolest is, like, stands and shit. You know what I mean? Like, fucking, like, stands. Oh. And fucking, like, see what the coolest fucking stronghold. I'm like, dude, I searched, like, high and low. I'm like, I wonder if it's, like, part of a quest or, like, what, dude. But that would be, like,
and, dude, you, can you not build a workbench like that? Like, a main one?
Well, you wouldn't, you'd have to have a workbench to start it, you know what I mean, to start building it.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Fuck. You couldn't, like, or, oh, what if? Ah, damn it, that's right.
There's only going to be, like, a certain number of, like, actual strongholds in the game, I'm sure, you know?
Yeah, and you can't hold, like, the select button because you don't have a workbench. Yeah, I was thinking maybe if you stored one, like, built one somewhere, stored it, and brought it, you know what I'm saying?
No, I just store another workbench, like, you know?
Okay. Oh, dude, that kind of sucks. Do you think
I'm wondering, it might be part of just a quest line or something. Maybe it will be a stronghold at some point. But I'm like, dude, would just be like the coolest fucking thing, dude. It's just like, looks so cool.
Would they do that? Tease you, like, give you this awesome thing and be like, sorry, here's all the benches, but need.
Dude, there's like literally, I'm like, all right, here's the armor, here's the weapons. There's even a chemistry one. There's, you know what I mean? There's like, I think there's even like a power armor like thing, dude. I'm like, dude, are you kidding me? There's no like. His workbench and like fuck, like I was pissed, like just such an awesome thing, dude. It's like a fucking just the track and just like, you know, fucking all walls up around it and shit. I'm like, dude, this would be so cool.
I gotta see that. I haven't come across. I still haven't found the alien crash yet either. I'm hoping it's crashed somewhere and I just haven't stumbled upon it, because I know she said something about a plane something falling out of the sky, but remember I told you it fucked up. It was like in the middle of something else.
Yeah.
Like she walked up to me and it was like, what? I don't even know how it happened, but I think I was in the middle of something. I don't even know, but I don't know. You know, they grab you randomly. And was it like that? I don't know if she like pulls you aside kind of thing. Like, no, maybe it wasn't. Maybe she just said it. I don't know.
Yeah. It's so certain people just walk up to you and just like, does it like on its own, you know, you can't really control it sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be aggravating. I'm in the middle of a fight. Like, oh, do you have a second?
That kind of happened, dude. I forget what it was. It's fucking like, trying to like rescue some hostage or something, dude. He was fucking like tied up. And I went to like, you know, it gives you like the option, like untie him, or I think it was like talk to him or something. So I'm like, I'll try to like talk to him first. And as I'm talking the fucking thing, dude, like a fucking mutant just comes up and just murders him. And like, that was it. Like, that was like part of a quest. I'm like, fuck you, dude.
Dude, you know what? That's funny. That happened to me yesterday, dude. I don't know if you came across this rando. I was just walking. Some guy, he's like, oh, do you know where Bunker Hill is? Wearing like a jumpsuit or something. You ever see that guy?
I don't think I've seen it.
He's just some guy wearing a jumpsuit, and he's like, oh, you know where Bunker Hill is? Like, I'm like, oh, pay me, you know? And he pays me, like, 3 caps. Like, oh, wow, that was great. But I got the XP, so whatever. But, yeah, I'm like, all right. He pays me, and it's like, thank you. And he's walking. I'm like, oh, I'll just walk with him to Bunker Hill, you know? You know, a few ghouls we fight off. He's, like, fighting them, too. I'm like, oh, sweet. Just keep going. I turn around. I see there's, like, 4 ghouls around. I'm like, oh, shit, let me go kill them. I go over there, they maul him, his arm gets ripped off, and fucking murdered, dropped dead. I'm like, fuck, dude. Like, was that something, dude? I don't know. Was that a quest guy? I mean, what was that, dude? You know? They just killed him. And I just took everything off him. And apparently he was a synth. He had the synth component on him. So he must have been a fake robot there.
I don't think any like main quest giver or some shit. I don't think they can die like at all. Like nothing, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, the companions can't, right? Kneel, you know.
Nope. Same with like fucking. I've been like fought like, you know, fucking have like the quest people like, oh, follow me here. Like, you'll follow them, dude. They'll get fucked up and the same shit. They'll just drop down for a little bit and get back up. So they're
okay.
Safe about that anyway.
Yeah. See, that's what I was like interested. I'm like, oh, maybe now I'll walk to that town. Maybe there was like. You know, there was a reason he was going there. And I'm thinking, like, well, he was a synth. What was he going there for? Was he going to fight them? Was he, like, what? I kind of just left it, like, I don't know, because he got murdered. So I don't know what happened. You know, might not have been anything. You know, I don't know. But just that kind of shit is awesome. You know, that I wish anybody could die and it would just, like, completely change everything, you know? Like, maybe your companion dies and that's it. You know, you can't get him back.
That's all the other ones were, dude. In fucking, like, the old Fallouts, it was just, like...
I mean, they give you enough of them, right?
Yeah, but in the old ones, it'd be pretty much, like, you'd need them. Like, you'd be so weak at the beginning, you'd need the companions to start out just to fucking help you, you know what I mean? Fucking survive and just to carry shit, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Then you'd always reach a point where it's like, all right, I'm pretty much like a one man fucking army, dude. And it's like you stop caring, dude. Like they just get fucking mowed down. It's like, yeah, whatever, dude. Like if I, you know, you'd load a couple times, like fucking, if you were fucked, like early on, like I can't have them die, dude. I gotta reload this shit because fucking, you know, I'm fucked now without a companion. And then like after a while, it's like, dude, I don't really give a shit. Like fucking, they get
mowed
down.
I'm thinking
down.
About abandoning them, like just getting that perk where the weight, the one where you get more, like whatever, like more carrions. Spot like spots and
how
damage.
Much, how much more do you get though? You know,
like, I think the first one is the first one you get like 50 carry, I think 50 more pounds, but you also do like more damage by yourself and it goes up. Like once you get the highest one, you know, I think it's like whatever, you just do more damage without the companion. So I guess it like makes it probably evens it out, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But I just wondered, but that doesn't go for the dog. You can still have the dog with you and that won't like count. As a companion, I guess. I just looked it up. I was like, oh.
I just have so many, like, perks and shit at this point for fucking, you know what I mean, for Piper, where it's like, I found, like, magazines where it's like, she can carry more and, like, you know what I mean, like, all that shit.
Oh, so there's like, shit like that? Like, for your companions to
carry
more?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And there's, like, those perks. And then you get those perks, too, where it's like, they'll do more damage, they'll take more damage, you can't hurt them, they can't hurt you, like, that type of shit. So it's like, I don't know. I don't even bother with that one, that perk.
I didn't touch any of like the hack and stuff, like even though I should, because
that was the first thing I did. Just fucking...
Okay. Well, dude, I there's a companion, I don't know if you found it, that hacks. And I bring him with me, dude, and every time he's like, oh, I can't get it.
Just,
like, dude, what's the point then, dude? You know? Like
you should probably do it up to a certain point, you know what I mean? Probably like the advanced ones or something. They probably can't do like advanced or expert or some shit. That's probably the first thing I did. I'm like, dude, I gotta fucking just beef all this shit up so I can fucking just get everywhere I wanna go.
Yeah, see that's where I gotta relook. Because I always like takes me a while to pick. Like, do I wanna pick this? Do I wanna
Yeah, certain shit too, where it's like, dude, there's like shit that really like helped me, where it's like the fucking adamantium skeleton and shit, like that'd be fucking great, or like rad resist, damage resist, like yeah, those are cool, dude, but they're kind of like boring, you know what I mean? I'm kind of like the other ones first that are like kinda,
yeah, like I want a max power too, like so of course like Bloody Mess, you get, if you max that out right, you get all the extra damage boost,
yeah, yeah,
right?
Whatever it is, ends up being like whatever 10 or 20%, like just for anything, you know what I mean? Then fucking, yeah, I did like the fucking melee one and all that, so.
I mean, yep, I think I get that to like 2, but yeah, like that's what I've been trying to do and like not worry about like the settler ones and, you know, like science, like I want to do eventually.
Yep.
Because I don't know how cool you can make that fucking, the power armor. Like, you can get a jetpack and shit. Like, that seems awesome.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, dude, if I get that, once I get, like, that and, like, you know what I mean? Like, fucking painting it and shit. Like, if I really got into it, dude, it'd have to, like, take a long time to really dig into it. But until then, I'm like, dude, I really don't. That's fucking one complaint I have, dude. The power armor kind of sucks.
Now, is it just, could you maybe, what if you could upgrade it to, like, the best? Maybe it's completely different. You know,
I still don't even know how to fucking repair it, to be honest with you. I'm just like, ah, oh, it's fucked up, like whatever. Like,
it's easy. Just get out right in front of the station and just go to craft. Just get out right near it, like give you some room to like walk up to it, and just hit craft, and it just puts it right in the station to repair and shit. You just do it like you craft anything else, you know. You'll see, like repair. You know, you'll have to have whatever, steel or...
Yeah, dude,
you should have plenty.
I did, like, a couple things like that, but I wasn't really paying attention. I'm just like, yeah, whatever. Like, fucking, you know. It's just kind of a pain in the ass, dude. And it's like... I have, like, fucking, like, 50 cores, dude. That's not even the problem. It's just, like, fucking, like... The fact that you fucking, like, whatever. Even, like, hearing, like, the sound. I don't like the HUD as much as, like, just the normal HUD. Like, the HUD on the fucking... You know what I mean? I'm, like, looking at that. I don't, like, fucking...
Yeah, like, sprinting, you hear the...
the constant fucking heavy footsteps and shit. And, like, you can't swim. It's, like, I don't know. It's just the trade-off that I don't think is there for me. I'm, like, I don't know.
Yep, that's why I kind of, like, I'll use it sparingly. I'll be, like, all right, maybe, you know, it depends what I'm doing. Do I maybe need this... You know, like the further I'm going to go, I'll wear it because I don't know what to expect, you know. And all I got for regular armor, I don't know about you, but it's like, you know, I'll put on my regular armor. It's like, fuck, like I don't like it. Like I wear the jumpsuit, the vault suit, because it's like
really?
The best. Well, it's the best like statistic.
Really?
You know, like it gives you, wow. Yeah, if you upgrade it a little.
Armor, dude.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, you put the armor on top of that. I'm saying, you know how you have like a base suit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you
yeah,
can't
yeah.
put your armor over the outfits, which right. I don't like. Because, like, I like to wear the drifter outfit or, like, the leathers, you know, like the black road leathers, like the Raiders and shit like
Yeah,
that.
you can put it on. I have that. I have the road leathers and fucking all my armor on top of it. You can do that.
Do you? Because
Yeah.
I thought it wouldn't let. Maybe the leathers you can. Maybe it's the outfits you can't,
Yeah,
like drifter outfit.
the outfits, no, but I definitely have the road leathers.
But see, some are different. Like Minutemen outfit, the first one you can put your armor over, but not the general outfit that you get later for when you get the castle, which is a little better. A lot better. It's like if I wear just the general outfit, it's almost like my stats are almost as good as when I'm wearing my full armor and all that, you know?
I get pretty good fucking armor at this point. Yeah, until I found the regular combat armor is really good, but I got the fucking like an upgraded version. It almost looks like fucking like a step below fucking power armor. You use fucking giant, and I fucking like upgraded the shit out of it as much as I could, and then like all my other fucking pieces I upgraded. I fucking did fucking everything I could. Did like pocketed in a couple of them and fucking like whatever, dude. Like the leaded or like whatever, dude. Fucking made them like wicked fucking like real heavy duty armor, dude. It's pretty good.
Yeah, see, I gotta look at that more because that's what I mean, and it makes me like, fuck, I should take the suit because, you know, I got like it's tough to fight those things that run up on you. It's just like they hit you a few times and you're fucked, you know. But whatever, it's still fun. It's fucking. I have all these like speed ones on, you know, and like agility and perception, so my guy's like fucking super fast when I'm walking around, you know. It's almost like too fast, you know. You got movement speed on this and fucking invisible chest piece, so you crouch and he's invisible, you know.
I
Shit
think
like
quite
that.
a few. I barely do. I don't even bother sneaking, dude. I did get that fucking like I found a magazine where it's like permanently swim faster. I'm like, oh, it's cool, dude. Then you fucking go in the water. The guy fucking like books it. Like it's fucking awesome.
Dude, I haven't seen any like anything like in the ocean, and I'm kind of like. I don't know if I'm disappointed, but I'm kind of like, oh, do I go in the ocean? Like, I'm
There's a
hoping.
couple things, dude. I found there's a couple like a quest and shit like by a pond. You had to find like somebody tip like capsized a boat. You go down there and you find some shit and it's like there's some shit like
Okay.
that. A couple ship,
Oh.
a couple shipwrecks and shit. Like there's some shit down there.
I did see on, I think, I don't know, an internet video. They're saying somebody like found that there's a hidden weapon and it's like a harpoon or something.
That'd be awesome.
And they're like, oh, does that mean, is that something to come? Is that
It
like,
could be, yeah.
did they not take it out of the like the registry, whatever, the memory? I don't know how that works, but like some hacker or whoever found it in the
All right,
code
yeah, it's not in the actual. It's just like, yeah, okay. It's like a fucking, yep.
or something like that. Yeah, I mean, it was like a harpoon gun, and they showed him shooting it. And it was like, you know, the vats, it would like shoot the guy, like pin his head with the harpoon or something. You know, it looked like it'd be sick.
I like fucking BioShock 2 or something. Yeah, it's fucking nice.
But dude, yeah, if they could maybe a DLC with some sea creatures or something, that would be fucking like a massive squid or who knows what they'd come up with, you
Dude, I just want fucking Bridgewater Triangle, dude. I suggested it for DLC. We'll
know.
see.
I don't know if it's big enough. It's like a big enough thing that they would do it, would they?
Think so, dude. I mean, fucking, what else is around here? They pretty much touched on it all, like the historical
Oh
shit.
yeah, that's yeah. I mean, I
I mean,
totally just drew a blank that's around here.
like DLC, dude. They have, you know what I mean? Like how they did before, it was just kind of like, what was the other one, like Washington, that they'd have like fucking the DLC was like, what the hell was it? Like Louisiana or something, and it was like the hell are the other ones, was like Alaska. I don't think it really matters. Those fucking throw in whatever, Pittsburgh, like fucking just throw in like whatever. But
And now Pittsburgh is kind of close, though, isn't it, to Washington? So that kind of like made sense, right? You could probably
kinda.
walk like a highway and get there or something. I don't know how close it is
Yeah,
really, but.
I think about like Louisiana. I think you just fucking you went on like a boat and like fucking like then like it just loads you into fucking Louisiana. It doesn't really matter, you know? But hopefully they do that. Canada too, dude. I want to see some fucking Canada shit. That'd be fucking great. That's always been like a main, like a big thing to you. Like one before the war, it's fucking like the war in Canada. Fucking America fucking took over Canada.
In the like in the story, like in the lore there.
Yep.
Yeah, see, I don't know the whole thing, which sucks. I should, but 'cause it's such a great story game, like
Oh,
just
it's yeah, it's nuts, dude. Second.
that's awesome tying shit in. They gotta do that.
Oh, it's so big at this point too, dude. I remember like even like after Fallout 2, there's like a Bible, like a fucking Fallout Bible. It was just like a timeline. It's just like nuts, and they fucking just been adding a bunch of shit from there, you know?
Oh, dude, I love it. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to put it down.
Oh yes, there's so many, there's so much shit. It's like, dude, I'll be playing like Fallout, and it's like, dude, I want to play fucking Rainbow, and it's like, dude, I want to. Well, let me do this, and I'll fucking switch it up, and it's like, oh, I kind of don't want to stop. Then like on the other end, I'll stop playing a Rainbow, and it's like, dude, I kind of want to play Fallout. You know what I mean? It's like, and I'm fucking there. I'm like, oh, I kind of want to go back to Halo, or maybe throw in fucking Star Wars and check out the new fucking mode. Like, what am I doing? Like, yeah.
Oh, that's today too, by the way, I believe.
Oh, yeah, 88th. You have it, too. We should fucking play it.
Yep. Well, I mean, if you're going to be up when I get back.
What time are you coming
probably
back?
Like 2-ish.
I should.
Probably, at the latest.
By the time we get this edited and shit, dude, I'll be like 2, probably.
Does it take that long? No shit.
Oh, I got to listen to fucking
the whole thing. Oh, you're right, yeah.
The whole thing again, dude, and fucking didn't dick around.
Relive this abortion.
Uploading it, yeah. Dear future self, make shorter episodes.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, speaking of, so you bought fucking Battlefront. You said you've been fucking watching the Star Wars movies too, right?
Yeah, I watched the, well, what is it, four and five?
Five, yeah. What do you think?
Which was one and two, right?
Oh, yeah, they came out first and second.
First, yeah, yeah.
In
always
real life,
me.
In real life, anyway. What do you think? That's why I'm just curious, your impressions.
I liked it. You know, I was like, oh, I don't know why I never, like, watched it before, you know, like it's just, you know, the whole thing is just, it's just, you know, it's cool, you know. I mean, I probably won't watch every single one.
Dude, don't watch fucking 1, 2, and 3 at all. It's like I can skip that shit, right?
And I do remember liking the Sith one before I had seen it. I did see that one before I saw any of the other ones.
Oh, well, episode 3 or whatever, Revenge of the Sith or whatever.
Yeah, now that's the one that shows what happens, right, which makes him Vader.
Yeah.
That's the one I saw.
Which is, that's the best of those three, but it's still a pretty bad movie. Like, it's not good.
Yeah, but I mean, generally, yeah. I mean, I like it. C-3PO is a fag, but
no, it's definitely fucking gay as shit. But, I mean, I said Jedi was probably the worst of those three, but I'd say it's still worth watching. I'd watch Jedi at some point.
Yeah, that'll be the next one, I believe, right?
Yeah.
That I gotta get to. I got to see Leia in the slave outfit.
Oh, ooh, definitely.
I've seen, of course, but I don't.
That was fucking,
you know,
the cause of many childhood boners.
Oh, I bet. And watching this going back, there's no doubt in my mind that Harrison Ford fucked that girl. Like, 100%, 150% had to have.
Oh, one of my fucking favorite bits of trivia, dude, is fucking A New Hope. Fucking Leia, dude, she's in like that white, like whatever, dude, like robe or whatever.
Yep.
Like escaping the fucking Death Star, and she's like jumping around and running and shit. Dude, her fucking tits were so big, dude, they had to fucking tape them down so they weren't like fucking like ridiculous, like fucking jiggling all over.
Does she have big ones? I thought she had like kind of like smaller. But, you know,
they're decent, dude. But I mean,
just not huge, you know.
Yeah, they're supposed to be like, dude, they had to fucking, like, just, like, literally tape them down so they weren't, like, offensively fucking, like, jiggling all over the place.
No, I could just, I don't know. It's just so weird. Like, I watched the, you know, the first one, it's like, she kisses Luke and, like Han's trying to bang her, but, like, does she want to bang Han? Like, what's going on with this fucking cuckold? Like, are they all fucking her? Obviously, I mean... Then she kisses him on the mouth, but they're related, right?
Yeah, brother and sister.
But she doesn't know that yet, maybe?
Yeah, no, neither of them do, yeah. I think they find out in Jedi later.
Yeah, so that makes sense. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, I wonder who really fucked her on set.
Probably all of them. Saw something, too, dude. I don't know, fucking, I forget, dude. I said I've been all fucked up this week, but some fucking retarded, like... PC like controversy, like they were selling like the slave Leia toys and shit and like fucking Walmart and like wherever. Somebody fucking complained about it, like, oh, it's fucking offensive, dude. You can't have a girl in an outfit like that being a slave, like it's so offensive to women. And they're trying to like fucking like get it shut down, like fucking pull them off the shelves and shit. And fucking Carrie Fisher, dude, fucking the chick who plays fucking And she like chimed in. She's like, "That's fucking retarded." She's like, "Fucking like, dude, like it's fucking like not offensive at all. Like, you know what I mean? You guys are fucking ridiculous." Like, she's all about it. Like,
oh yeah, dude. I mean, that's her whole. How crazy is that? That one movie has like made her probably a gazillionaire.
Oh yeah, all of them, dude. Oh, except Harrison Ford is really the only fucking big name out of it.
Yeah, so he, how, I don't even know how, he must have a stupid amount of money. Cause...
I think that, and that was like his first movie that he ever did. That's fucking
was
simple.
It really?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, so that just catapulted him into Clear and Present Dangerous.
Yeah, I mean, I think he was like a carpenter or something before he fucking did that. Like, he was fucking nobody.
That's fucking nuts.
It's just like Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Carpenter. You know, I think Harrison Ford's better looking. He's not Arab.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I used to fucking, yeah, I would tell you, fucking some girl at work, dude. She's like fucking like, it's out of nowhere, dude. Like, they're in like Christmas. Not this, like fucking a few years ago. Fucking randomly, she goes, hey, you know, Jesus wasn't really white, right?
And I go, like, oh, okay.
I go, yeah, you know, he didn't fucking, didn't really walk on water or fucking rise from the dead or do any of that shit either, right? He's probably just a dude. Like, fucking, like,
you know, he like, yeah, he's like nothing, yeah.
If he even existed, and if he did, dude, he wasn't a fucking, you know, wasn't performing fucking miracles. He was probably some dude, like, fucking this, like, cult leader, pretty much. Like, what do you want?
Dude, I'm going to laugh if fucking some alien comes down, and his name's, like, Jesus. It's like, that's what they were talking about.
Oh, yeah. It makes perfect sense now. Like,
yeah. That's another thing, dude. I went down on a YouTube rabbit hole just real quick and on the Illuminati and all that stuff. Oh, dude, it's fucking nuts. Shit is hilarious. Pretty interesting stuff, though. But yeah, I don't know why I thought of that, but
no, it's fucking definitely a rabbit hole you can fucking go down, dude. I try to avoid it. I tried watching, dude. Speaking of fucking stupid, nerdy fucking shit everybody fucking loves, dude, is you heard of Jessica Jones, the fucking Netflix?
No.
It's like a Netflix fucking TV show, dude. It's like a, like Marvel, like the Marvel Universe or whatever.
All right.
Before that was fucking Daredevil, dude. I fucking love Daredevil, dude. That show was amazing. I fucking loved it. So like fucking, it's like fucking, I don't know who the fuck Jessica Jones is, dude. Some fucking like Marvel fucking character and like.
What, like her non-superhero character?
I guess,
like,
no, she's just a superhero, I guess, dude. I don't know, I didn't get too far. I only got fucking halfway through the first episode. I had to fucking stop it. It was fucking retarded.
I mean, is it like shit. Like Lois Lane is like Wonder Woman, right? Is that what that is? Is she Wonder Woman?
I don't think Lois Lane's Wonder Woman. I think she's just a chick.
Or like Clark Kent is Superman. Yeah, so yeah. I was like, oh, is Jessica Jones fucking slut girl?
I have, yeah, instance, I have,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, I have no idea, dude. I know the fucking backstory and nothing, dude. It's like, whatever, dude. Like, fucking, I'm like, cool. Everyone's like praising it. Like, oh, it's so good and blah, blah, blah. It's so mature, too, and dark. I'm like, cool. Like, Daredevil, dude, was pretty fucking, like, dark. It was pretty brutal, dude. Like, there's some fucking brutal shit in there. Fucking Kingpin was fucking awesome in that shit, dude. It was fucking great. Fucking slamming people's fucking heads and fucking car doors, dude. It was like fucking like showing like the fucking skull crack and shit. It was like real like bloody, dude. It was cool. I'm like, fucking, that show is awesome. So I'm like, cool. It was something like in the fucking vein of Daredevil, dude. Fuck, I'll check it out. The only thing was, dude, the fucking main, you know who Kristen Ritter is?
No. I know John Ritter.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if they're related or what, but
yeah, it's probably his daughter.
Maybe, dude, but she was in fucking Breaking Bad, dude, and I fucking, that was like a near perfect show, dude. I fucking love that show, dude. And then, like, I hated her, though. Like, she, like, stuck out like a sore thumb. Like, dude, she's the worst, like, terrible fucking actress, dude. Like, just brought the entire show down when she was on. And she fucking died, and it was fucking good again. But I'm like, dude, like, whatever, dude. Like, maybe it was just, like, her character. Like, maybe she was supposed to be a fucking, like...
Well, that sounds like it would be, like, a celebrity's daughter who just sucks and is just getting popular because her father, you know?
It could be. It probably is. It probably is the case. I don't know too much about... Oh, I knew her from Breaking Bad, dude. I fucking hated her and that. And I'm like, dude, like, maybe she's not... that. Like, again, maybe it was the character. Like, she was supposed to be a piece of shit in the show. And, I mean, she was a piece of shit, but it's like, you just tell, like, it's not, like, acting. Like, she really is just, like, a fucking, like, soulless, like, fucking dead, like, piece of shit. Like, can't act. But I'm like, maybe I'll give it a shot, dude. I fucking, dude, really, like half an hour, dude. I gave it a shot, like, halfway through. I'm like, dude, I can't deal with this, dude. She's just so bad. Like, it's, like, terrible, dude. Like, fucking, like watching a fucking block of wood, dude. She's just, like, one of those fucking broads. It's just, like, one of those people, dude. Not even broads. She's just, like, fucking, like, overconfident, like, fucking, but she has no reason to be. Like, she's just like fucking, you know what I mean? Just fucking, like, I can't fucking stand it, dude. Like, she has like no talent at all. It's just awful, dude. And I'm not, dude, I'm not somebody even like generally cares about that. But when it sticks out, it's like, wow, that's like bad acting, dude. Like, that's horrible.
Like, fucking, yeah, like if you're calling it out, like, yeah, you don't even care.
Yeah, yeah, I generally don't care, dude. I give a shit less. Like, whatever, dude. It's like actors just fucking pretty much reading a script anyway. That's all that really matters, dude. Some people do it better than others, like, whatever. But it's just like, her, it's just like, dude, oh my god, this is so bad. Like, fucking, like, how she ever, like, got that part, dude, did anything, like, ever, dude, is fucking amazing. Like,
well, there you go. Her father must be John Ritter.
Yeah, it could be.
But and he died, so they feel bad, and maybe, you know.
Must be the case, dude. And then it's like, dude, then, like, all this fucking reviews I read you, just like, oh, it's so good. It's like, dude, it's awful, dude. Like, it's terrible. They're like, oh, it's so, like, they're saying, like, oh, like, all the sexual content's, like, so, like, crazy, dude. And it's like, no, it's just so dumb, dude. Like, all this shit was just, like, so cheesy. It's like, fucking, like, chick talking on a phone, and then, like, fucking, like, another chick comes up behind her and starts, like, kissing her neck, like, out of nowhere, like, making out with her. And it's just like, dude, like, just, like, so, like, cheesy, like, you know what I mean? It's like, no reason for it, which is, like, it's not, like, good either, you know what I mean? It's not like good shit either. It's just like, this is just so dumb. So that show sucks. The fucking half hour I watched, dude, it's fucking terrible.
It sounds like it. Anything new I think is absolute just garbage. I mean, I don't know. I mean, there might be some good ones like Breaking Bad.
Show was great. That show, like, definitely was fucking 100% fucking deserves, like, everything it fucking got, dude. And it's fucking so good.
Yeah. And, dude, my problem with that kind of, it's just, once they get so popular, it's hard for me to jump on the bandwagon. Like, it almost aggravates me. Like, Game of Thrones. Like, everybody's all about it, and it's all over the place. It kind of turns me away. Like, dude, like, I don't even want to watch the fucking faggot shit you're watching that probably sucks and you think it's awesome. Even though, well, that's a bad example, because that is actually a good show.
That's an awesome show, too.
But I watch it later, like, when everybody's done with it, and it's season 5, I'll start season 1 when, it, you know, it's not such a big deal, you know?
Well,
I don't know what it is.
I mean, certain shit I can just see and just like, dude, this is gay. It's not for me. Like, whatever. I won't watch it. Then, like, oh, this shit, I'll give it a chance, dude. And, like, shit like that. Like, that Jessica Jones shit. I'm like, dude, this is fucking terrible, dude. Like, there's no reason this should, like, get any kind of attention other than that it's fucking terrible.
Yeah, what's it on? Like, Fox or something?
It's on Netflix.
Oh, okay.
But so, again, dude, so was Daredevil, and that show was awesome. And the same, like, that show was getting all sorts of, like, fucking, like, the same shit. Like, oh, it's so good, you should watch it. And I'm like, I had nothing else to watch, I'll check it out. And that was actually good, you know what I mean? Wow, Jessica Jones sucks dick.
Literally, I bet.
Yeah, I'm sure, yeah. I'm wondering how she got that fucking part, dude. How she's just not cast out, dude, to fucking doing fucking... fucking scat porn. Like, she probably,
maybe I'll harass her on Twitter. I'll make an account just to specifically harass her.
Dude, she's just like the most, like, maybe it's just like a millennial thing, dude. Maybe she's like a fucking voice of the millennial generation, dude. Just fucking dead-eyed, no fucking personality, no nothing, just fucking no emotion, just fucking talentless piece of shit. Like, maybe that's
what I mean. That's kind of like where I was
maybe
going.
Maybe that's what they fucking identify with. Like, maybe that's how they are.
Yes. That's why I see, like, oh, everybody loves this. And I'm like, well, considering, like, 98% of you are fucking retarded, this show probably sucks. But you all think it's great, you know? Like, fucking, dude, I go on this blog. It's a fucking, it's like a sports blog, you know, local around here. It's getting big. But, dude, I would go on there, and there's fucking these guys that are talking about Pitch Perfect. Do you know what that is?
Is that the Jimmy Fallon movie, or is it the fucking...
Is it? That, dude, is it's a fucking queer, like, singing movie or something, dude.
Okay, yeah.
No idea. Dude, there's, like, 4 different bloggers. This is a hardcore, like, sports, like... sports, pop culture, mostly sports blog, but... And it's like, dude, getting into that shit, and it just fucking pisses me off. Like, dude, you're a fucking guy. Yep. Like, you're a fucking... 20-something, 30-something-year-old guy, and you're going to sit here and watch Pitch Perfect and act like it's good, and you really like that?
Yeah, yeah.
Even, like, dude, girls even, singing and shit. Like, dude, it's fucking queer, dude, you know?
Even if it was good, like, at what point did you think, oh, this is probably cool for me to watch? Like, you know what I mean? Or, like, you're the fucking, like, 30, 40-year-old guys, dude, like, fucking same shit, talked about, like, Disney movies and shit. It's like, dude, like, get the fuck out of here. Oh, dude, fucking... whatever, dude, like, fucking watch Up, or, like, you know what I mean, or, like, fucking whatever, dude, like, Wall-E's such a good movie, and it's like, dude, you're, like, fucking 30 years old. I mean, like, maybe if you have kids, I guess, like, maybe, but even
that's
then,
what, like, it is, it's like, kids are just, like, they soften people up, they're like, you know, oh, turn you into mush and butter, you know. Just but even, like, oh.
Yeah, at that point, you gotta say, like, oh, it's a great movie for kids, and I didn't mind watching it. You know what I mean? Don't act like, yep. And you're like, Eddie, oh, it's so good. Everybody should watch. It's like, no, dude. Fuck you.
Like, oh, I know you don't have a kid, but you should just try it.
No, I shouldn't. No, I probably shouldn't.
Yeah, exactly. Like, dude, get out of here. Shit's
play,
fucking
queer. Go play fucking Splatoon, dude. Fucking shooter of the year. Like, you know?
Dude, fuck Splatoon. Dude. Unless fucking... who is in Platoon? Charlie Sheen? Say, unless he's on the cover.
And he has AIDS. Like, him getting a fucking AIDS.
Yeah, it's like his AIDS. Oh, I was just thinking him, like... You know, decrepit from AIDS, like a zombie, you know?
Yeah, I think the game is you go around fucking with a fucking backpack full of, like, Charlie Sheen's AIDS and you just fucking splatter it everywhere. Fucking infect everybody you can, dude.
Yeah, it's just like a bunch of syringes with blood.
Francis Ford Coppola's Splatoon. You fucking...
See, dude, I would watch that. I would watch what do you call it, a protagonist? Watch him... throwing AIDS needles at people, yeah. Like all movie would be better than like anything that's on TV. Yeah. Anything. Movie channels suck. I mean,
yeah, come on, indie devs, what are you doing? Like, fucking do something instead of making these fucking faggot, dude. And so hard being a fucking black woman fucking games, dude. Make some fucking AIDS games. What about people with AIDS, dude?
How about some? Yeah, we're gonna get some. What's next? Some fucking feminism, like pro-Muslim game.
That's like half of them. That's like half the games they make, and everyone loves them.
I don't even want to get on to politics. It's just
We're running along. So
okay, yeah. Well, just fuck all the Muslims. Like, I just hope that everybody's dead by tomorrow.
Yeah, that's a good ending point. But I would end it. It's at fucking gruntfreepress.com. It's fucking the website. Go there. I'm not doing anything right now.
Yeah, if the bombs don't fall, go there.
Yeah, another thing, too. And all you were saying before, like, you couldn't get on, like, fucking to sign in and just fucking bring up a window. And close it. Kept doing it for me, too. And I think, dude, I fucking did it in Internet Explorer. Seems fine, but using, like, Edge, dude, was fucked up. So if you're having trouble, dude, just fucking open it up in Internet Explorer. It seems to work out okay.
See, I thought Internet Explorer was Edge now.
If you go to like the little three dots in the top right, and there's a little option open with Internet Explorer, and it opens up all the old shit.
Oh, okay.
It works fine. Just a pro tip. I know it's really busy, dude. You guys are talking in the forums all the time, so.
Yeah. Jay, I'm back, dude.
Oh, yeah. Gruntfreepress.com. Check it out. Maybe I'll fucking do something new on there at some point.
Yeah, post a dick pic or something.